The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So for today, the fourth day of our exploration with this beautiful and important theme of practice, generosity. Not as a moralistic, thou shall be generous, but as a way, as a movement of the heart, as a beautiful, lovely, gracious movement of the heart towards ourselves and towards others. So as I invited us to, at some point, to bring interest, loving interest, curiosity, gentle curiosity to the intention. And if there is a lack of generosity at any point in our practice, I wanted to today talk about some things that might block or not support generosity or attitudes or our own judgments about it. Just to bring awareness, bring loving awareness. It's not a moralistic practice. It's just to know. It's a practice like anything else. The same way that with mindfulness, we cultivate awareness and we don't judge ourselves. Ouch, bad. You were bad. You are not mindful. It's not about that. It's just, oh yeah, mindfulness is lacking right now. Okay, how can I support it? Or maybe I'll sit upright a little more. Maybe I breathe a little more deeply if I'm sleepy. Oh yeah, that's how I can support it. So it's a way of understanding the system and how can we support ourselves on the path to liberation. How can we support ourselves for our hearts to be free? It's just about that. And the moralistic should or judgment does not support our hearts in freedom. It contracts it. So one quote I wanted to share from the Buddha, which I find so inspiring. It's from Ittivutaka 18. And the Buddha says, practitioners, if people knew, as I know, the fruits of sharing gifts, they would not enjoy their use without sharing them, nor would the taint of stinginess obsess the heart, even if it were their last bite, their last morsel of food. They would not enjoy its use without sharing it if there was someone else to share it with. So he's pointing to, if people knew as I know, if people knew as I know, then they would not, even if it was their last morsel of food, they would not enjoy its use without sharing it. They would enjoy sharing it even more. They would enjoy the morsel even more if they shared it. So, and trusting the Buddha's wisdom and also looking into our own experience, that generosity, it frees our own heart. It frees our own heart. It brings us joy. It's a deep goodness. That's really the Buddha here is inviting us. If people knew as I know, if people knew as I know. So come see for yourself. Hey, Pasiko, come see for yourself. Come experience for yourself. So not just trusting the words of the Buddha, but come see for yourself. Explore it for yourself. And similarly, when they asked Gandhi, why do you give so much? Why do you serve all these people? Gandhi answered, I don't give to anyone. I do it all for myself. That's interesting, right? I do it all for myself, which really points to, again, similarly points to, these two quotes point to that the aim and the fruit of generosity, dana as a practice, is twofold. It's we give to help and free others, but we're giving to help and free ourselves. That's the beautiful dimension, the twofold dimension of dana. We're doing it to free ourselves. So with this spirit, with this setup, then now let's bring our awareness to this process, to the internal process. Is there joy in giving? As I was inviting you to tune into that, because there can be joy, there is joy in generosity. Is there and also to notice if what happens in the body, what happens in the mind? Is there sometimes perhaps a sense of a lack, that there isn't enough, that the heart feels contracted sometimes, maybe, in thinking about giving, thinking about relinquishing? Is there a sense of ease and openness and loving kindness and compassion in the heart, mind, and body? Sometimes there might be. Sometimes maybe there's a feeling of depletion, weakness, fear, anger, confusion, the body and mind. So being curious about this all, not be ashamed of it. Just be a scientist of your own mind. What is going on? What is happening with generosity? What's happening in my mind? What's happening in my body? Are there stories? Do I have stories, ideals, some beliefs as to how it should be, how giving should be, how it's supposed to be, how it's not supposed to be? Seeing both those stories, as well as if there are, seeing our own intentions. And again, here, be generous with yourself when you're seeing your own intentions, because our intentions can be mixed, and it's okay. It's perfectly okay. Just see. There could be this beautiful intention of, oh yes, I want you to be happy. I would like to give this to you. May you be well. In some cases, say we're giving a gift, we're giving a big gift, like, oh, I want you to like me also, or I want you to see me as generous, or I want you to give me a bigger gift. It's okay. See those. It's all right. We're mixed bags as human beings. Get to see. Don't be ashamed to see what comes up, but get to know with mindfulness, with loving awareness. Get to know yourself, and trust that generosity is a purifying practice over time, as you get to see the intentions, as you get to see what is arising in the heart and mind. It gets purified. It's a practice like anything else. We're not supposed to be born perfectly generous people. It's a practice. And couple of practices to support this cultivation. One is, as I mentioned yesterday, gratitude supports generosity. The more grateful we are, the more we feel the abundance of our life, of our heart, the more our hearts want to release, let go of everything, let go of grudges, let go of lack of generosity of spirit, and be more generous. So cultivating gratitude cultivates generosity. Also, what cultivates generosity, again, as a way of letting go, as a way of freeing our hearts, is the practice. It's said that the more we practice generosity, the more generous we become. And the more generous we become, the more we practice generosity. So it's a virtuous cycle. It is said that in the Tibetan culture, there is this practice of you hold You give a potato from one hand to the other. You give yourself a potato, you know, one hand gives something to the other. Here's, you know, you give something so that you practice, you know, one hand practices letting go to the other. And then apparently, as I've heard this practice, then you practice with more and more precious objects. You know, one hand gives it to the other. So you get the sense of, yes, this is what to let go of. This is what it's like to let go and really feeling. So similarly, cultivating this relinquishment and tuning into the joy, tuning into the lightness that it brings. And tomorrow I'll talk more about, given that it's our last day and it's the culmination of 4 days of practice, I'd like to talk more tomorrow about the practice of generosity as a liberative practice. We talked about it before, but I want to talk more about generosity and generosity of spirit, etc. tomorrow. One last thing I want to bring in today before we close is another quote from the Buddha from AN 5148, which is how a person of integrity gives a gift. And the Buddha says there are these five are a person of integrity's gift. Which five? A person of integrity gives a gift with a sense of conviction. So number one, sense of conviction. Number two, a person of integrity gives a gift attentively. Person of integrity gives a gift in season. A person of integrity gives a gift with an empathetic heart, with a loving heart. Number five, a person of integrity gives a gift without adversely affecting himself, themselves, or others. So the last one, a person of integrity gives a gift without adversely affecting themselves or others. And the last one is important also. Not giving too little, not giving too much. So the act of giving, of course, mindfully, it needs to be supportive of others, supportive of ourselves. So generosity goes both directions. It's not just about completely giving everything and feeling, as I mentioned, feeling there's weakness, depletion. So it needs to really work both ways. So the five again, in case you missed it, sense of conviction. Attentively, giving the gift attentively. Giving a gift that is in season, yet the person needs it. It's not something you're trying to just get rid of. It's appropriate. It's a gift that's appropriate. Giving the gift with a loving, empathetic, loving heart. Heart with metta. And finally, giving a gift without adversely affecting oneself and others. So, thank you all for the gift of your attention and your practice. I look forward to being with you tomorrow and concluding this lovely series together, which I've just so appreciated. Generosity is such a lovely practice, liberative practice. More tomorrow. Thank you all. Take good care of yourselves.